It's pretty impressive to consider that for some of us, we have just had our biggest snowstorm of the season, and it's the first week of April. It seems that for the entire winter, the capital region, the Albany area, has had somewhat of a shield around it. Storms missed to the west, they missed to the south, they basically missed in all directions, and the Albany area missed out on pretty much every substantial snow threat through the winter. Now we go into the first week of April, and 5 inches of snow fell in and around the capital region. Some areas south of Albany in the higher elevations picked up 7 to 8 inches of snow from the storm over the past day and a half or so. Of course, now the scene is quite wintry across most of our area, and if you happen to look at a visible satellite, which basically is like taking a picture from space, it looks like there's clouds across the area, but they're not clouds. That's the sunshine reflecting off that bright snowpack. So a picture on the satellite that you would expect to see maybe in January or February, maybe even March, not necessarily in April. Additionally, it's just a cold day. We're talking about temperatures that are running close to the freezing mark. A gusty breeze is making it feel even colder, and the air is very dry, so that's a sign that this air mass is of Arctic origin. Now, I would argue that if this were January, yes, our temperatures would probably be in the teens, not close to freezing, but you still get the idea that it's definitely a cold day across New York and western New England. Moving into tonight, high pressure will move overhead, so the wind, which has been gusty, will turn light. That's going to allow temperatures to drop, so we're talking about lows tonight in the teens to near 20 degrees. A few areas may sneak into the single digits as we go through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we will see some warmer air begin to approach. So sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. There may be some rain or snow showers, especially north and west of Albany, as temperatures come up into the 30s and 40s. So it's a bit less cold tomorrow. Milder on Thursday, but it's going to be a rainy day as a storm system works its way through the northeast with periods of wet weather. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clear and very cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon rain or snow showers, high 36 to 42. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clear and very cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon rain or snow showers, high 36 to 42. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clear and very cold, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, clear and very cold, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, continued cool, high 38 to 44. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with rain likely, highs in the 50s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, cooler with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.